I second that motion. Motion carries.
All in favor?
Aye.
Yep. Aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Welcome.
Nay.
Byron, you don't get to choose. This is the wrong campaign. This is the wrong campaign.
I was thinking that too, that was far.
Welcome back to Simpsons WDND, thing. Where we're escaping from the Tower of Terror, where dimensions have erupted all over our hotel room.
Yeah,
more or less.
But at least we're not locked in anymore.
True.
This is true.
Wait!
This is revenge on me! This is revenge on me for not taking the knock spell!
What do you mean? The doors are all unlocked at this point.
Yes, no, I just... Well.
All right. Well, welcome to Hidden Abyss, a 5th edition homebrew Dungeons & Dragons campaign. My name is Crash, and you are joining the recap already in progress. It is being run by a bunch of fantastic people, including but not limited to. We've got Tom, we've got Ellie, we've got Io, we've got Jen, we've got Eric, we've got Matt. And Cindy is hanging out in chat, and that tripped me up just a little bit because, Cindy's not playing in tonight's game. That would really confuse Marwise.
Yeah.
Wow.
Also, Marwise is way higher level than the rest of us. So.
Well, the fight would not be that difficult. Everything would just be blended by a spiritual weapon.
It would be. Mm-hmm.
Will it blend?
I don't know if the reverb there was intentional, but it was glorious.
It was nice, yeah.
It was beautiful.
All right, so you said you were trapped in a tower. What exactly happened last week?
Well,
all the bad things.
I opened the door to the kitchen, and instead I may have opened the door to the abyss, so I... And then I rolled a nat 1 on a perception check, so I may have had a little bit of a mental breakdown. And I started screaming.
Dragged her out of there before she completely freaked out and closed the door. Sorry.
While we were in town talking to a devil, a representative from Nailith Academy showed up, captured the devil for use in Eldritch incantations, teleported us all to Nailith Academy. I am consciously not saying Railith Academy. That's a different place.
Unlike Crash several times last session.
Yep.
We went to the roof where we saw a number of glyphs in shiny colors. We were taken down to hotel room where we saw the glyphs come melting through the ceiling. We opened the kitchen door. There was horror behind it. We closed the kitchen door.
Mm-hmm.
The glyphs started tearing everything apart. Well, that's what it looked like anyway. And we made a beeline for the elevator.
Or was it the stairs?
The stairs.
Yeah.
The stairs.
In case of emergency, do not use the elevator.
Not Nailith, for whom the academy is named. Railith, having looted the hotel rooms in the process.
Yeah.
Does that about cover it?
I think so.
Yes. Yes, it does.
Then let's get ready to rumble!
And there's our copyright strike for the evening.
Oh, no.
Because apparently that is copyrighted.
Oh, shoot.
Sorry.
I think parody is a good loophole, but never mind about that. I'm going to have the party recap things more often because that was fun to listen to.
Let's commence preparations for rumbling.
Yeah, that's the Simpsons version. I'm surprised that Tom didn't interject to point out that Katie didn't loot anything and she doesn't know what you were talking about. That's just the stuff she brought with her.
That's somebody, because there was much looting. Nobody saw it, though.
Somebody said I could have this. Somebody. Okay.
Yeah, Paul said it. Paul, what are you carrying? Katie said I could have this.
Mm-hmm. I like that even the bird in the background is laughing at the idea of Katie not looting something.
Yeah, it's one of my birds. Sorry.
I like how...
What are you talking about? It's obviously Mazira's bird.
Oh, that's right. Mazir has a familiar now.
That's true.
Mazir's bird, then.
All right. So you have made a beeline for the stairs. Good news, when you open the door to the stairs, you do not see a hellish nightmarescape on the other side. Instead, you see a stairwell that leads down for you don't know how many floors, but you know you're near the top of an infinitely tall tower. The nightmarish hellscape might actually be better.
Well, at least we're not going upstairs.
Well,
forever.
This tower is always as tall as it needs to be. Then I suppose that includes walking down in case of an emergency, right? Right, let's start walking.
Okay.
So the runes are looking more like they're purple before they were blue, FYI. And you all start heading down the stairs?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gonna make sure I can see all the kids and make sure they're all here and then go.
You pull out a bit of rope and tell everyone to put one hand on it?
Yeah, something like that.
We are not walking toward doom, are we?
Too late.
Haven't we been walking towards doom for, like, several days now?
It had not kicked in yet.
Okay. Well, let's just keep going and we'll fight whatever doom is down there when we get there.
Again, you see a small green dog singing a song about doom. They're making more episodes of Invader Zim, and this pleases me to no end, even though I'll probably not get to see them because it'll be on Netflix. But whatever.
Mm.
All right. So you start heading downstairs, and who's got the highest passive perception?
I think mine's 16.
17 here.
16. Higher than mine. Yeah.
Okay. Mazir hears it first, but the 16 start to hear it soon after. Everyone above 15 definitely hears it over your footfalls. There are growling sounds coming from below you. Also scrambling and somewhat breathless profanity.
Someone singing a song.
That sounds like we should go down there a little bit faster.
What's going on?
What why? Are you
just... Someone's in trouble.
All these sounds are getting closer to you.
Oh.
Well, that's their problem now, isn't it?
What shape does the stairway take?
It's kind of like a spiral. Imagine, if you will, a staircase that loops around on itself a lot to fit it into a smaller space.
It's not a black spiral, okay. Is it?
It is not a black spiral.
Okay.
So it's not like an institutional back and forth. It's got landings, sort of.
There is a landing with a window every so many steps. You can choose to look out the windows if you want. It's probably a pretty good view from this height. But the sounds are getting closer, and what you can definitely hear at this point is someone going, oh crap, 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 oh crap.
Bryn starts descending faster.
There is a Doppler effect as it's getting closer.
Oh no. All right.
Hold on, we're coming.
No, turn around. You see Lax coming towards you.
Uh-oh.
She is incredibly out of breath and kind of half stumbling up the stairs.
Lax, hello.
What's going on?
Behind her, you see a bunch of winged things.
Oh,
I see now.
That's not good.
Gotta go.
But up is falling apart and may or may
How
not
many
have the
winged yeah. things.
Up is where we fix the falling apart.
Okay. Everybody, go back up. I guess.
How many winged things?
Ooh. Imagine, if you will, that you can't see surfaces.
Oh, no.
You know, it's times like these that I wish I'd learned Fireball.
Fire doesn't work. I tried it. By the way, she's trying to push past you and keep going. If you're not going to move, then she's still going.
Fire doesn't work.
Good to know.
We should follow her, maybe.
She's halfway up the next landing already.
Okay. I'm going to tell the kids to follow her, and I'm going to try to convince everyone else. We should probably go. She's more powerful than us, and she's running.
Okay.
I think it's time to run.
Yeah.
I agree, but I'm going to be the last up the stairs.
Okay.
Okay. I'm These counting things... heads and making sure everyone's accounted for, and yeah.
The good news is, while these things do have wings, the staircase is a tight enough space that it looks like they can't really use them. So they are just crawling over all of the surfaces, regardless of what gravity lets them do. And they are gaining on you, so you might want to think of some way of slowing them down.
Okay, as soon as everybody's behind me, I cast darkness.
Okay.
All right.
And then start heading up the staircase.
Okay, let me check something. It doesn't even slow them down.
Okay.
Yep.
And I will drop silent image behind me of a wizard ready to face them.
Okay, give me a persuasion check. Oh, deception check.
Oh, deception is much better than persuasion.
Yeah, you're not trying to persuade them of something. You're trying to fool them.
How's a 22 sound?
That's higher than what I rolled. And ooh. I rolled very well.
Wow, with an 11. Good stuff.
That was a 19 on the die for me. So they...
Mazir is very good at deceiving people.
Mm-hmm.
So as it is a silent image, it doesn't fool them for long, but it does fool them enough that the ones in front try to take out the wizard that is there foolishly trying to stop them. And then the ones behind them sort of crash into the ones that stopped. And there's a bit of a pileup on 695. The inner loop
That's
is backed up.
That's what I was looking for, the 5-car pileup.
And don't get on 40, because this time of day, 40 is always incredibly slow.
Ah, jeez. Tell me about it.
Also, it's DC. Just avoid DC.
Yeah.
Okay,
I've
so...
I've never been on 295 when it wasn't a parking lot.
Well, yeah, that's why they call it the Parkway. there was a time when I taught in a school that was inside the Beltway for D.C., and my wife was in the hospital in Baltimore, so every day I'd take 295 from D.C. to Baltimore.
Oh.
Yes.
That's hard.
That was just as enjoyable as it sounds. All right, moving on, though. What is very enjoyable is you have given yourself a little bit of breathing room as there's been a bit of a backup. And while these things go through darkness, like it's just darkness, they don't necessarily go through each other quite as quickly. They do go through each other, but there's a lot of mess when they do that.
Oh, okay.
And the mess fights back.
I have an idea.
Yes.
Let's see. 1 cubic foot.
I'm intrigued and terrified.
So you said there were windows.
There are windows, yes.
And these things are... Okay, and I can have...
The windows are small enough that you would probably be able to squeeze through. Eric would probably have a difficulty with it because he is muscular and wide.
Right, I cast prestidigitation on the window to make it taste really, really good. And then I cast prestidigitation again to make a smell of really good near the window.
Okay.
I want to see if these things are intelligent or if they're just hunting.
Give me a deception check.
All right, I am not proficient in that, but let's give it a shot.
Why not?
That's a 4 plus 3 is 7. Yeah, that's a 7.
They go right past the window.
Oh, well.
How close are we to the top of the tower?
Where we're trying to go? You imagine that you're very close because at the very top, the door is a slightly different design. And
okay. You
see that a few landings up. You also see one sanctimonious long pressed up against the door holding it shut.
What's the door
fire
made out
doesn't
of?
Work on them.
I say, yes, I figured that out, but I'm very glad that you're here to help.
Right. Open the door. Move out of the way.
I would rather not open the door at this moment.
Why? What's behind the door?
A wall of fire.
Okay. What sort of fire? Did you do this?
Well, that is within my wheelhouse. No, it's that archmage.
Mm.
I
so
dare say she's actually
fire.
Betrayed us all.
How big is the room on top of the tower, out of curiosity?
It's not a room. It's a roof.
Well, I mean, how big?
The little space at the top of the stairwell that leads out onto the roof is It's like a 5-foot hex.
Okay.
Because I'm looking at a map where it's taking up a 5-foot hex.
Okay. But the roof part is how big?
You didn't pull out a tape measure, but it was quite large.
Okay.
Big enough for all of us?
And then some. Big enough that if you were fighting a dragon, there'd be room to maneuver.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Why am I saying this? No reason.
Yeah.
All right,
but it's currently on fire?
Well, that's kind of why I'm on this side of it. They're getting closer. Okay. And at this point, Lax pulls out a wand and points it and says a command word. And the part of the stairwell that was just above where they were coming up isn't there anymore.
Well, that's useful.
It's a bit further down.
Oh, okay.
And the next part is also further down. And the next part after that is now also a bit further.
Okay, everybody on the roof before this all collapses.
Up, 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 up. Time we go up.
On the other hand, winged monstrosity jelly has just been made.
Ew. Okay.
That's
live it up. That was the wand's last charge.
Okay.
We can't go up.
The wall of fire is on the roof.
The wall of fire is on the roof, and we are trying to get to the roof, yes?
Yes.
Well,
okay.
Wall of fire requires concentration, and so is what the Archmage was doing. So I imagine that waiting it out so that she goes back to her nefarious plans means that the wall of fire will go away shortly. And he puts his hand on the door.
Let me through.
All right, you're going to barge through?
Well, I'm not going to barge through, but I'm going to try and push through.
Okay. He doesn't put up much of resistance. He is, after all, a bit of a lightweight when it comes to doing the heavy lifting. And I am going to press some buttons.
Uh-oh.
See if this works properly.
And we're no longer broadcasting.
And the power has gone out for half of Maryland. What's up with this?
That's some ritual.
Thanks for listening, folks.
That's some ritual. I can see why it requires concentration.
Okay, give me a second here, because I got to press some more buttons for other people to see.
Copy of map. So there's a chambered nautilus on one side.
Okay, so we're looking at this.
Yep.
Let's see what that is.
There aren't really 10 of us, are there?
I think there are.
Suddenly there's a little red hologram of a little girl singing, "You're all going to die down."
Okay, so the bottom four are NPCs.
Okay.
Let's see if I can get this to open. Okay, here we are. Wow.
Okay, so I will allow you to position yourself anywhere within 3 hexes of the stairwell on that graphic.
So what are we looking at?
You're all coming through that stairwell that is right there on the side.
Right. There's a giant ruby over our heads.
Actually, that's in the hex next to you.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes. There
How
is
big are each of the hexes?
5 foot.
Okay.
There's 4 of those that are next to the stairwell, but they're spread out equidistantly around the outer perimeter. The one in the center, as you can see, is large enough that it's going off the map. And you can see Ashworth, the Archmage, hanging out right next to it. She is doing some kind of ritual. And those red markings that are on the floor, imagine, if you will, that the reason they're blurry is there's a motion blur. They're moving.
Lovely.
Oh. Are they fire?
They are.
They are. They're the same glyphs that you saw earlier, but they're not glowing the same color. They have changed from blue to red, and they are moving at a rapid pace around in a circle.
I don't know how to put my character on the map.
Are there...
Try it again.
Click on it and drag it.
I can't seem to do that.
No, I can't. It could be because I'm on a Mac.
If you're using Firefox or Chrome, it should work.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't know if you do those right now.
Oh, I didn't get the link properly. That's the issue.
Where would you like to be, Jen?
I think I want to be right near the stairs because I'm a cleric and I'm squishy.
Okay. Tom, you there?
Yeah, can you just move me? I hate using that thing. Just put me by the stairs, please. Okay.
I cannot do the thing, so yeah.
So okay. Everything's going counterclockwise, it looks like. What are the rings?
That's how I read that.
There are two concentric. Oh. No, I guess there are multiple concentric.
Yeah, I see. I count three, four, three.
Very thin crescents.
Yeah.
Someone selected a lot of stuff.
Wasn't me. I'm not touching this thing.
No, also, that was me. I was trying to drag the map.
Also, fun fact, if you are holding the control key while you drag someone, you clone them.
We had this problem with the dragon fight.
Yes, because the control is my push to talk.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
That was just me demonstrating.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I didn't think I cloned myself.
No, that was me.
I guess you could have cast mirror image.
If that were in his wheelhouse, sure.
Yeah.
If anything,
speaking of which.
So, okay. The character I believe to be Eric is on one of these thin crescents that I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's coloration on the floor. You can walk right over them.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So we can
ignore everything that's red. We can just navigate through the hexes.
Yes. So okay. Archmage Ashworth turns and sees you and says, I cannot deal with interruptions. Not at my moment of triumph. And
oh, come on.
And she does something.
Can I cast counterspell? Is it that kind of something?
You would think it might be, but she's activating something. She's not casting a spell.
Oh.
So activating something might require concentration?
It's an item.
It's an item?
Yes.
Oh.
I am no mere jester. I am Nihilus Ashworth.
Something, hold on, something's not right here.
Sorry.
I think there are a lot of things that aren't right here.
Yeah. I would agree with that assessment. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Strictly speaking, something and a lot of things.
Something has gone very wrong there, but go ahead.
Yeah, I had to drag some stuff over. I'll put it back.
That's cool.
I am not convinced this is going to be good for us.
Okay.
Someone cast darkness.
Oh, no. What are they?
Oh, wow. That's a lot.
These all appear out of that central gem.
I already used my darkness for the day. Hello, darkness, my old friend. Good Lord.
That's a lot of things.
What kind of creatures are these things? Anybody know?
I assume they're fiends.
Okay.
Can I roll an arcana check?
Or religion.
For recognizing more than that?
Arcana or religion would be fair game.
Plus 7.
I'm better at one.
Wow, my dice like 4s today. I got an 11.
I got what a 9 that? Plus 7.
11. You keep cutting out at the thing before 7.
I have an 11.
Okay. Bryn's got an 11. What was Ulfgar's roll?
9 plus 7 for 16.
Okay. A 16 will do it. These are devils.
Hmm.
All of them are devils.
Yes, there's two different varieties.
Yeah, but we don't recognize the type. Okay. I'm not all that religious.
I can't remember
Not up on my devils.
Well, you tend to research places that you'd like to visit at some point.
Yeah. Hell is not one of the places I'd like to go.
Yeah. Tonight's episode is called Enter the Handbasket.
Oh. Okay.
By the way, from the roof, you have a great view of the countryside. The runes are out there, too.
This is not the e-ticket ride I signed up for.
No.
What race is Ashworth?
Human.
Oh. Well, that's useful, isn't it?
And I think it's safe to say at this point we're going to roll for initiative.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
I rolled a disbelief.
I rolled a 17, and my initiative is minus 1.
10. Oh,
so
no. 16 poor
for
Eric.
Anka. Eric got a critical failure on rolling him.
Oh, the fun continues.
Yeah, but that was still a 5, because he's got plus 4.
So 16 for Onka, 12 for Mazir, 10 for Bryn, 5 for Eric, 19 for Katie.
Forgot the space.
These hexes are 5 feet, right?
Yes.
I'm still habitually holding down control when I talk.
There we go.
And 18.
Ulfgar.
I feel like we've missed someone. But I don't think... Oh, the NPCs.
I already rolled for all the NPCs.
Okay.
Peter, Paul, and Mary.
No, Mary is not here.
Okay.
That is an orphan you've yet to encounter.
Probably, yeah. Mm-hmm. The way we're going.
And then they will tame a dragon and name it Puff. And teach it magic. And you'll all retire to live by the sea. And then the Kraken will eat all of you. Wait. That escalated quickly. All right. So, starting first, Katie and Ashworth are going at the exact same moment. Katie, what would you like to do?
So if I try to take an action, there's somebody who's in front of me. Is that the issue? Or am I able to kind of shoot past them?
You can shoot past them, and there are plenty of unoccupied hexes between you and the enemy anyway. So,
okay.
Which one are you?
Oh, wait. No, hold on. No, Bryn's right in front of you.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. I was looking at Bryn's character because you're a little girl. And,
right.
But that's
and
not...
Bryn is technically little.
Oh, but, yeah. No. You're the black and white elf.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask before I did.
I used your avatars from D&D Beyond. And no one's seen Raelith like this. Technically, no one's seen Raelith.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So what I would probably want to do then is, I guess probably try to kind of slide up past Anka. And her eyes are going to roll back in her head, and she's going to scream and throw a chaos bolt at one of the pick a bad guy. She's going to throw a chaos bolt.
So is that where you want to be?
Let me get back there and refresh it here. Yes, that'll work. Yeah.
Okay.
So now I know chaos bolt. There's like different versions of it, like depending on like what. Ooh. Let's see. I think I want the acid. That sounds like fun.
I was going to recommend that one. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So she's gonna throw an acid chaos bolt.
Now, chaos bolt, the key word there is chaos. Do you get to pick the damage or does it get picked automatically?
I don't know.
Let's take a look.
Let's see.
You roll a D8. Or okay, rather, you choose one of the two D8s you roll as part of the damage.
Gotcha. All right, so I rolled a 3, so that looks like that's a fire.
No, you choose one of the D8s.
First, let's roll to hit.
Okay, yeah. Let's try that. All right, so that is... there we go. Okay, so plus...
All right, okay.
So does that hit?
Oh, I don't have that chat open. Okay, so you rolled...
An 18.
Oh, I see. I'm looking at Matt's rolling for you.
No, that was my initiative roll.
Oh, I didn't hear you say 18 earlier, so that's why I was waiting time. All right, so an 18 will hit. So okay. Roll the damage.
Okay, so 2d6 or 2d8.
2d8.
Wait, this is coming out messed up here. Let's try this again here. 11.
Okay, what are the two die?
Say again.
What are the two numbers on the die? They add up to 11, but what are the two different numbers?
3 and 8.
Okay, so you can pick fire damage or thunder damage.
Ooh, thunder.
Ooh.
We know fire is no bueno.
Right. Yeah, thunder.
Okay.
And then I want to tell them they've been thunderstruck. So.
That song's going to be in my head all day now. That's okay.
All right. 11 points of damage to one of the flying things.
The other things don't fly?
The ones with wings fly. The ones with weapons that are looking like they're running, technically they all have weapons, are running along the ground.
Okay.
All right. And Ashworth turns and holds her hand up and begins using a ritual again.
Counterspell's a reaction.
You can. I could tell you she'll probably start the ritual again immediately after you interrupt her. But yes, you can interrupt her.
Yeah, counterspell is good for the
rituals. Yeah, ritual doesn't really help.
What your best bet is to go up there and gobsmack him. But that's not something Bryn would do, I would imagine.
Bryn is not so much the going up and gobsmacking. Causing people to become gobsmacked sometimes, but
yeah,
it's sort of the dazing someone because you punched them versus dazing someone because you enchanted them.
It's all good or bad, depending on how you want to look at it.
Yep.
All right. So next up, we've got two more people sharing initiative. We have Ulfgar and Sanctimonious. So Ulfgar, what would you like to do?
All right. Let me get back to the map here. We know fire, no good. Thunder didn't seem to be overly appropriate. It seemed to have worked, but... and these are 5 foot, right?
Yes.
Okay. So Ulfgar is going to move 5, 10...
It's a shame Kevin isn't here. He could go bowling.
30. If I counted this correctly, that should be 30.
Okie doke.
And Ulfgar
has... The wizard has charges into combat.
Yep.
Oh my.
Because that's what he does. He can stand his ground a little bit. He is going to try a lightning bolt. And ooh, what I'd like to try to do is hit, if I can get them. I'm trying to click on the 4. I don't know if I can do how to highlight or something. I don't know if you can watch this live.
I can watch this live.
Okay, so this one here.
There should be a line tool at the top that you can just draw through a whole bunch of them.
Can I do that?
Yes, you can.
And I'm hoping to get all 4 of them. So.
It's like Connect 4.
So. Yeah. Well, that actually worked out nicely to draw the line.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
So I'm hoping to get those 4 targets. They will make dexterity saving throws. DC 15.
You're making me roll my own dice.
Yeah.
Roll my own dice.
Oh, no.
I'm going to roll my dice over here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Let's see. So dexterity saving. Let's take a look at these characters to see what bonuses they might have to that.
10, 20. The rest of this is going to suck. 5, 25, 28. 25 and 3, 28. So if they save, they take 14. If they fail, they take 28. And that is lightning damage. We have yet to determine if that hurts them any more or worse or less. Then we know fire is bad or not good.
Not helpful.
Yep. So we're trying lightning. See what that does.
Fire bad.
Okay. So one of these flying guys... lights up like a Christmas tree. Oh, I just drew a line.
You drew a line.
He drew a line.
And the rest of them are injured. 2 made their saves, 2 did not. The flying ones are a bit weaker, as evidenced by the fact that one of them just appeared to be one of the ducks from Duck Hunt. All right. So it's also Sanctimonious' turn. So let's take a look at his character sheet.
He casts Wall of Flame.
He may have attempted that earlier.
Yeah.
He did, in fact, know that fire doesn't work.
Additional Wall of Flame.
Well, one wall of fire didn't work, so clearly the next step is to try 2. What could possibly go wrong?
Wall of Flame 2. Electric Boogaloo.
I am not going to give inspiration for that, but it's close.
Principle. What we need is Marwise and Wall of Swords.
That'd be nice.
That would be, yeah.
All right, so Ashworth is going to need to make an intelligence save. Ooh. Spell save DC 15. Sanctimonious casts Feeble Mind.
Ooh.
And that's a nat 20. So,
wow. Poof.
Sanctimonious has 8th level spells.
He is no mere conjurer of cheap tricks.
He is Nihilus Iran. Wait. I've already made that joke.
More than once. And the first time you made it, you got inspiration. I appreciate the callback. Okay. Onka, you are also sharing initiative with something, but I'm letting you go first.
I'm sorry, who?
Onka. You're up.
Me. Okay. Let's see. So I'm going to cast Bless on 3 people. And what that's going to do is whenever a target makes an attack roll or a saving throw before the spell ends, the target can roll a d4 and add the number rolled to the attack roll or saving throw. Okay. So, and it looks like it's a 30-foot range.
But I think you have to pick somebody for it.
I can pick up to 3. Yep. So I'm going to pick Eric because he's our tank. So he probably needs some, you know, could use some extra help. I think they're going to come after him. I'm probably going to pick Bryn for some help with that. So that's 2. And
what
then
do you cast on me?
I cast Bless. And I'm not sure if Mazira is coughing because she would like that or not, but I guess I'll go with Mazira as well because she's right there.
Mazira's got a little cold. It's very windy up here.
Yeah, so that's
it.
That's my
call it chill.
Actually, wait! Don't bless me. I'm not going to make any attack rolls.
Okay.
Most of my things are saving or make other people make saving throws. I don't make
bless
a lot
will
of them myself.
Help you make saving throws. Bless will help you make saving throws should that become necessary.
Yeah. Do you want me to do that or not?
We have a spellcaster over there, although he seems distracted. We don't know what other damage.
Yeah, that's
she's
fair.
Distracted,
that's
but there's
other things here.
Yes. There's a target-rich environment on both sides.
Yeah. There's things there that could be having us make saving throws. We don't know what they are yet. They're devils.
That's fair enough.
That is it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm casting Bless on Bryn and Mazir and Eric, and this lasts for 1 minute, I think. Is that right?
Yeah, but it's a concentration spell.
So if I get hit or something, it goes away.
Well, you make a roll.
Concentration check. Yeah, you make a roll.
Right.
It's not a hard roll to make, but it depends on.
It could. You know, yeah. I mean, it could depend. So that's my turn, I think.
Yep.
Well,
unless you're
moving. Could use a bonus action to bring out Spiritual Weapon if you wanted to.
Okay, then if that doesn't break the concentration, then that is what I'll do.
Oh, wait.
It does not.
I think it breaks the concentration, though, doesn't it?
No. Spiritual Weapon is one of the few that does not.
Oh, okay.
It allows you to then still maintain the bless. I'm playing a cleric.
Yeah.
I do it all the time. I'll maintain a buff and throw bonus action spiritual weapon, so I'm doing something every round.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right, then I'm gonna bring out the spiritual weapon, which is like a giant disc, and I'm going to attempt to hit the spellcaster with it, if possible.
Okay.
How far can I hit? Range of 60 feet.
I am going to bring out a giant disc.
There it is. Yay!
Yeah, it's 60 foot. So, yeah, that's 12 hexes from your position.
Yeah,
you should be good.
So I want to hit the spellcaster with it if I can.
Doink.
Yep.
Okay, give me an attack roll.
All right.
And spiritual weapon, I believe that's a +6 that you add to your die.
Okay. I have rolled a 16.
So over 20, oddly enough, usually hits. Go ahead and roll your damage.
Okay.
And I will roll a concentration check.
What is the damage on this?
D8 plus your wisdom D8. Modifier.
Okay, it says 1d8 plus 3, so I get a d8.
Yep.
And it's a 6, and it says plus 3.
9 total.
There we go.
Okay, and concentration is kept.
Yes.
Well, no.
And that's my turn. Nope.
That was me rolling for Ashworth.
Yes.
Oh,
she's casting a witch.
I did not catch that.
Yeah.
Okay. I did some damage, and I'm trying to help 3 friends and concentrating on that for my interim until the next turn or my next turn.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And I am now trying to do something else. Give me a second.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. This is the turn where everybody else moves. Also known as How many attacks can the DM roll?
Also known as the DM is trying to unselect things.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
And failing at it. So I'm just going to have to move things around. Expect some darkness.
Mm-hmm.
The darkness will be with you shortly.
I want to be clear that this is not my fault.
Good to know. Good to know.
You are, Onka, you are sharing initiative with the empty cloak.
Oh, all right. Ooh. Oh, there it is. Okay. I did not know that.
Do-do-do.
Well, now you know.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing, as they say, is half the battle.
Be careful.
Okay, the empty cloak has a movement speed of 40. So it flies off, goes to engage the enemy, and does some cool martial arts moves. Because of course it does.
Mm-hmm.
And it is going to make an attack. Oh, wait. It can share a space. Hi. And it gets advantage on attack rolls on anything that it shares a space with. And it helps if I don't pick a D10 to roll attack rolls.
Yeah, it does.
That's a 23.
Wow.
Ooh. Heck, I'm going to have trouble beating that roll.
It's a 17, but it had plus 6 to hit.
You're doing so well!
And it does 8 points of damage. Sadly, that is not one of the ones that was lightning bolted.
No, it was not. Not yet, at any rate.
Yes. I do appreciate that Ulfgar did take one of them off the table, so I will not have to roll its attack rolls.
I'm going to keep trying to help you there, okay? Yeah. Just so you know.
Which is good, because the flying ones, it's their turn to attack.
Okay.
And there are four of them. Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them remaining. There were 6 of them on the table earlier. Let's see. Their attacks. They have an ability called Flyby. They don't provoke an attack of opportunity when they fly out of an enemy's reach.
Oh, obnoxious.
But they also have ranged attacks, and they are going to open with those. They each get to make 2 attacks. And I am going to grab a D10 because there's 10 of you. So they're each going to attack someone at random.
Anti-yes.
Did you say anti-yes?
Yes. Yes, I did.
This amuses me more than it should. Do you have inspiration?
Yes, I do.
Okay. It just flows like water off of a duck's bill. Okay. Katie, you are getting attacked with spines. One of them's a crit fail, but the other one is a 19. Does a 19 hit you?
Yep.
Okay. You are going to take 4 points of piercing damage. And as the spine hits you, it bursts into flame, and you take an additional 3 points of fire damage.
That seems mean.
It's insult to injury, yes. Number 2...
I need to step away for a minute. I'll be back.
Mm-hmm.
...is going after Sanctimonious, and it hits him as well. Let's mark that off. 1 hit, 1 miss for him, although that's not a crit fail for the miss. Attack number 3 is going after Katie again. That is, what's their bonus to hit? That's a plus 4. So that's an 18 and a dirty 20.
Yep.
Both of them?
Yep.
Okay. That's going to be 14 points of damage total. Attack number 4. Eric, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, one of them rolled a 2.
That's okay. I'm good.
And a crit.
Oh, no.
That's fun.
Okay. But the good news is, tail spines don't do a lot of hit die of damage, so I'm going to roll.
That's range.
Yeah.
This is a range attack.
Yeah.
You will get your opportunity to make it be melee.
We definitely will.
All right. I retreat. How many deads am I?
Nope.
5. You are 5 deads.
All right.
I have some deads and petty cash, so we can make change.
Okay, so that is a total of 14 points of damage between the piercing and the fire for Eric.
Cool.
Can Bless do anything for him on this, or?
It's not a saving throw.
It's not a saving throw. Okay, just a thought.
And this is the last attack for the flying ones. This one is going after, oh dear, Peter.
Oh no.
But that is not the highest of rolls. That's a 7, and that's an 11. What's Peter's AC?
Make it 12. Make it 12.
Hopefully at least a 12.
10.
No. Nope.
Which one is Peter on the map?
He's the little kid in red. The discount Jedi.
Okay, I see. Yep, I see back there. Okay.
Yeah, that is official Blizzard art, by the way. Not Blizzard. That's the wrong company. That's official Wizards of the Coast art. So, bad news. Actually, let me add this up.
Peter's making death save.
Oh, no.
No, but he's darned close. He's beyond
How
bloody.
How dare you?
Oh, no. They've made Bryn angry. We won't like her when she's angry. Alrighty. Next up is Paul's turn. Welcome to Hit and Abyss, where the DM is playing all the characters.
We keep collecting people.
Yes. Well, he is going to run forward. He has a movement of 30. He is going to help the cloak out.
Yeah. Okay.
Because the cloak is engaged with one of his allies. And you know what that means if you're a rogue?
Sneak attack! Oh.
I gotta say, I'm legit impressed by the aim. Whatever beast that was.
I'm sorry?
I am legitimately impressed by the aim of whatever winged beast that was.
Yes, well, they get a lot of practice. Okay, so that's not a crit, but that's a really high number. That is 7 damage for the short sword, plus 14 for a sneak attack.
Yay! Go get him, Ray!
Hello.
I mean, Peter? Paul? Wait, do we have a Mary?
Not yet.
We haven't met Mary yet.
That's right.
I appreciate that joke has been made more than once.
Pretend identity.
We just need to convince Katie to change her name.
And he's got 2 more attacks, but they won't get sneak attack damage. That's another hit for another 7.
21 and 7.
If he crits, might kill this thing.
I'm guessing Katie's next shape is going to be a George. And after that, it's going to be a Ringo.
Yeah, I was wondering which way that was going
to
go.
Oh. You know, I thought that was a miss, but I misremembered that devil's armor class. That's a hit.
So the miss is a myth, would you say?
Correct. So, by the way, Paul is still scared out of his mind. He's screaming the whole way across the floor here and attacking out of fear, which I suppose is one way to do it.
And we already know that letting Paul attack things is a bad idea. Because that's what gets devils summoned.
Oh, no.
Well, technically, that was a demon.
Okay, that's what gets demons summoned.
And the devils are already here.
This is true.
Yeah, but there might be more away.
Possibly.
So if you kill a devil, the amount of devils in the world remains the same?
At least on this plane of existence.
Well, no, the number of fiends on this plane of existence will go down by one when you kill one. But they will reform where they came from. They can't suffer a true death on this plane of reality.
I was making a reference to the if you kill a killer, the number of killers in the world remains the same thing.
Ah.
Okay. Fair enough.
In reference to killing devils summoning more devils. It wasn't as funny as it sounded in my head.
Now that I get the context, it is funny.
Yeah.
All right. So Paul doesn't share initiative order with anyone, so that's good for him. Mazir. What would you like to do?
Ooh. Well, I have a very important question to ask you.
Is it, would we like to take a break because we've been playing for over an hour?
No.
Okay, good.
Although, that is an important question and we should ask it very soon.
Yes. I'm thinking right when we get to the end of this round of combat.
I was going to say, we haven't reached the end of the initiative order yet. My question is this. Is spiritual weapon an enemy?
Spiritual weapon is not an enemy or an ally.
Yes, it is a force, an object, force, made of force. It is a thing,
darling.
But you can be in its space.
that I'm going to use dash as a bonus action.
Okie doke.
Hang on just a second. I want to count something real quick. And yes, I can do this.
Uh-oh.
Dash and move, right? Depending on how you went.
I went underneath.
Yeah, okay. And you had, what's your regular speed rate? 30?
30.
Oh, yeah, you can do that. I'm not. I'm just like, wait a minute. I'm looking at it myself. I'm like, can he do that? Yeah, he can do that.
And I get dash as a bonus action because I'm a rogue.
Yeah, sneaky little buggers. They can chase you down quick.
And I'm going to cast Green Flame Blade. And I'm going to stab me some Archmage.
Yes.
The winged thing behind it has taken some lightning damage if you wish to inflict. Well, Green Flame's going to undo fire. I don't know if it'll hurt that.
Yeah, well, it's what I've got.
Okay, do what you got.
I've got Green Flame and Booming Blade, and I don't think the Archmage.
Okay, I'm waiting for your attack roll.
24.
And it makes sure. You can roll a d4.
Yeah, you would add a d4, you're blessed.
If you want.
But
it's not needed.
Yeah.
You want to hit her a lot or a lot more?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you did fine without it, but yeah.
At this point, I think it's the saving throw bonus that may save our hides.
Yeah.
What's your damage?
So that's...
Nice.
11 damage.
And I rolled anticipation.
That's just a weapon.
Yeah. Sorry, Discord is being really slow.
Perhaps it's not used to us all being here.
Yeah, but that's only one damage from the Green Flame Blade. But
the rest of it's kind of nasty.
Oh, wait. And that's 6 damage to the flying creature directly opposite me that was hit by the lightning.
How's that?
Flame Blade extends 5 foot. It leaks.
Ah, okay.
5 feet from the target he hits.
Green Flame Blade hits another target within an adjacent hex that I choose and does my spellcasting modifier additional damage.
I seem to have goofed here. I was putting in damage for the wrong thing.
Whoops.
I was doing damage to a flyer instead of a ground troop for the NPCs. That was a me problem.
Ah. And the Archmage, what's her name? Has to make a concentration check.
She failed it.
Excellent. Neat.
So now she's going to have to start all over. It's like when someone's counting something and you just recite random numbers.
That's horrible.
And poof, another one of the devils goes away.
Extra
neat. Well, that's a good thing.
Yes.
So I have used all of my abilities this round.
Okie doke.
So I have my reaction.
Your reaction has renewed for the rest of the round.
Okay, now it's time for the ground troops.
For
they have
what?
A movement of 30 feet.
Oh, okay.
Hi.
Oh.
Bring it.
It's kind of fun to get to be like, oh, Paul.
All right, so now we get 2 attacks. So I shared the art with you in Discord. They have these long beards that are covered in spikes. That counts as a weapon. But they also have a glaive.
Beards.
Beard. With a D at the end.
Oh, beard.
Yes, they're not dwarves.
Well,
a dwarf might attack you with a beer and then get angry because they spilled their beer.
Exactly. I know I would. Or I should say, Ulfgar would. You made me waste good
That's
beer.
The thing, though. A dwarf might also attack you with a beard, to which they've affixed, like, a hammer.
Be right back, making that character.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ulfgar is almost that character.
I shake my beard back and forth.
Inspiration! I think you already have it, but that would get you inspiration. All right. So, the one attacking Ulfgar gets 2 attacks. They're oddly enough both +5, but they're different things. The beard is a 15 to hit.
That will miss.
Okay.
I'm a 16.
And the glaive is a nat 1.
Okay.
Can't touch this.
Nope.
Eric.
It's called mage armor.
Yes, sir.
You have a friend.
Do you want to play?
Yes. And that's the second crit miss against you I've seen today.
Yes.
And for the glaive attack, that is an 11, which I think also misses you.
Yes, it does.
Okay. We've got three that are hanging out at Team Empty Cloak. The one that has been injured by the Empty Cloak, and Paul is going after the Empty Cloak because it's tangling up everything, and that's really annoying. That is two hits.
Oh, no.
The Empty Cloak is going to take 14 points of damage total. It does not have a very big health pool, but it's not bloodied yet. You hear, even from your location, Bryn, the sound of tearing fabric.
No.
And the other two are going to go after Paul. Where's his AC?
Oh, good.
Okay. If I was Chris,
I
would retire these die. Because that's another nat 1, but that's an 11 on the die, and they have plus 5 to hit. So that one's going to hit. And
now they only have one attack?
They have two attacks. One with their beard and one with their glaive.
Okay.
And I'm rolling both at the same time.
Gotcha.
The other one misses completely with both attacks. But Paul is not unscathed at this point.
He has some damage already, right?
That's the first hit against him.
Oh, that's his first hit? Okay.
Yeah.
It's Peter that got hit. Damage.
Yep. No, you're right. Peter is a
Peter got hit bad earlier. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Just want to make sure. I have a reaction ability that if somebody's in a certain range, unfortunately, Peter is not.
No. So I think with your lightning tactic, which was very effective, you might have exceeded your range for a lot of helping spells.
Yeah. Well. It was useful to me.
Okay.
Help me kill one.
Exactly. Two down. Yeah. A lot to go.
Yes, but the DM's going to have to roll fewer attacks for every one of them that you kill. Please kill them all.
I'm trying.
The DM has some regrets. Previous battles were like, okay, this huge, horrible dragon attacks. All right, we kill it in 12 seconds. All right. So... this is a fight that's not going to go 12 seconds.
True.
Bryn, what would you like to do today?
Bryn, I've got a pin and you've got a clear shot. Take it.
Quick, cast friends. Wait.
Oh, no.
It's coming.
That was my thought. Take over the world.
Well, then, I'm not having with this. I'm not having with any of this.
The halfling marches off to war.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I suddenly scared? I'm the one with the shield.
And all of you should be very afraid. And Bryn casts Cause Fear in a third level spell slot.
Wow.
Ooh, I gotta look something
all
up.
All right, good stuff.
So what does Cause Fear do specifically?
It inflicts the frightened condition on things that fail the wisdom save. When you upcast it, you can affect one additional whole creature per thing above first level.
Okay.
Did I just mark that off? I think I just marked that off. Good.
Yes, okay. So you could affect three targets.
Yep, and I'm going to pick, let me see. One, two...
I can barely see the ones you've clicked on. I see you clicked on this one. Okay. Oh, I see both of them. No, wait. I have an idea. Hey, check this out. I have this clever plan.
Oh, no. Gosh. Yeah.
Whoa. Okay.
And yellow, because it's scared.
I mean, they need saves or not make the saves.
Yeah, but we're selecting which ones. So go ahead and hold the control key and drag that circle to the next one you select, and that'll clone it.
Okay, control drag?
Yeah. Ah.
Whoops, I think I grabbed the wrong thing. Whoops. Well, no, oh no, I grabbed everything. Oh, no.
Now they're really afraid.
Let me remove these from the board.
Delete works.
Oh, good. and now...
Really, how many Cheerios do you need?
All of the Cheerios. Okay.
All of them.
So I've got good news and bad news for you.
Mm-hmm.
The bad news is they're immune to being frightened. Yes. So the spell fizzles for them. However, that is not the case for the Archmage. So what do I have to roll?
Wisdom saving throw, DC 15.
Miss.
Excuse me.
Oh, wow.
Miss, could I have your attention, please?
Yes.
So that is... That is exactly a 15, but ties go to the attacker.
Attacker wins.
All right. Okay. So she is frightened. She's going to be rolling a disadvantage for attacks while she is within view of you, and she cannot consciously move towards you.
Oh, but she doesn't have to flee.
No.
No, that's a different spell.
Oh, darn.
But it means it's going to be harder for her to hit things. And RP-wise, she is now incredibly...
I was really hoping.
I'm sorry.
I was leading into you. Go ahead.
I'm just going to say, RP-wise, she now sees Bryn as she truly is. And don't feel bad, anyone else. The entire party is scary for their own reasons. You all bring different...
Bryn is one halfling in a trench coat.
Well, currently the trench coat is attacking something over there.
So she's one halfling and a trench coat.
Yes.
Right, exactly. I was just looking forward to that attack of opportunity.
Sadly, nope, no attack of opportunity. All right, Bryn, do you do anything else?
No.
Okay. Peter uses his action to try to prestidigitate band-aids.
Oh, no.
Unfortunately, those are trademarked, so the best he can do is adhesive bandages, and they're just not the same.
Aww.
Yeah.
Then it's Eric's turn.
No, not yet. Almost. Lax's turn.
Oh, Lax's turn.
Yep. She goes slightly before.
Oh, jeez. Eric, you gotta roll the one...
Yeah, I know. I blame society.
It's a fair cop.
Okay. I gotta open this up in a new window. The encounter builder is very nice, but all the spells that you can mouse over to see what they do, you can't mouse over them in the encounter builder. That is one problem with it. So I gotta open that in a new window, and then I just have more windows to look at. So what's the range on this spell? Oh, that and then some. Okay. Lax is going to cast Magic Missile.
All right.
So that's going to be 4, 8, 10 points of damage to the Archmage.
Ooh.
You promised me a letter of reference!
So, Eric, I noticed that the Archmage... That you have a clear shot at the Archmage. She's exactly 30 feet from...
Now, there are three demons, devils, rather, that he would have to run past to get there if he's going to charge. But Eric...
True statement.
Mm-hmm.
Yo.
I'd like to speak with you about something of crucial importance. So, a while back...
We'll plug our ears.
So, a while back, you picked up a long sword.
Yes.
Oh, no.
A magical long sword.
Oh, no.
Yes.
And you started to hear some voices, well, a voice in particular, which gave you some information. You kind of shrugged it off. The voice is back. He's like,
Montoya, you killed my father.
The only proper answer to a disembodied voice that says hello is goodbye.
That or hello, Satan.
Yes.
As based on the previous campaign.
Yeah.
But the voice isn't trying to be creepy. It's not trying to be sneaky or anything. It is very excited. It is happy to be in the situation This is my time to shine. This is our time to shine. Strike out. We can defeat these foes. And by the way, Eric, reload your character sheet. I've changed your magical item.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh.
What? Huh? I am excited to be here right now.
Yes.
Yes.
Sounds like fun.
Your sword has 3 charges. Take a look at what you can do by using one of these charges.
What in the blue heck?
Can he charge?
When can first identified and attuned, this sword appears...
yeah, there's the backstory there that you can read. But look at the very top. When you click at the spell, you've got 3 charges, and right below it is what you can use a charge for to cast.
Wow. Holy monkey. Yes, that's... Wow.
Only 3 times per long rest, but it's
Branding
useful.
Smite.
I can nice.
Yes.
Very nice. Now,
Summon Banana.
Yeah, that's, radiant damage, I think, and they can't become... Or they get no benefit from being invisible, or they become visible. Something
they glow slightly.
That
is the smite that Logan used... I'm sorry, not Logan. Fenix used in our last campaign that ruined the life or unlife of a particular undead that needed shadows to teleport away.
Yes, I remember that.
And when you are a light source, it's hard to stand in a shadow.
Exactly.
And every time you fought that thing, Fenix led with Branding Smite.
That's awesome.
But see, now I'm conflicted. Should I go after, take all these 1, 2, 3 attacks of opportunity right in the face, and hopefully be able to hit this?
Isn't there a Battlemaster ability that, like, you can maneuver or something where you don't take out AOs, or you get a bonus to AC against AOs as you move?
Let me see.
Do you not have that one?
I have the Master Shield Master Evasion. You take no reaction damage, parry. No, I don't have anything.
Okay, because I know there is one. It's like maneuvering or fancy footwork or something like that where you can move. Yeah, okay. Well, if you don't have it, no, never mind. I was going to say, if you did, that would be handy here, but it's situational. All these ones are situational.
My maneuvers below, it's superior. I have superior dice, saving throws, and maneuvers.
Well, what are your maneuvers? What are your maneuvers?
It doesn't tell me.
Those...
It just says maneuvers. It says maneuver details in our maneuvers below, and then I'm looking at
I'm looking at your sheet now. You have pushing, disarming, and parry. Maneuvers. Okay. You could push something, you can disarm it. They've got weapons, you could disarm one of them. Parry lets you...
Parry is...
Yeah, if they damage you with a melee attack, you get to use your reaction to strike back.
Yep.
So... Okay, well, that's your call. I mean, that's a lot of AOs.
So far as the sword is concerned, the spirit in the sword is happy so long as you're fighting any of the enemies on the board.
It does not like devils in particular, or just is it just happy to be fighting?
Well, let me read to you the name of this sword.
Okay.
It is the sword of Androcles, Paladin of Minerva.
Hmm.
The problem is...
Adric, or Ulfgar.
I leave everybody open if I do that.
This is also true. You leave the kids undefended.
I can't do that. I gotta do it.
Well, one of the kids already ran up. But yeah, the other two are still here.
An adult in body, if not child in mind.
Yeah. So it's, I guess, however you want to call that, you know.
At this point, muscle memory is kicking in, and he's figured out stabby stabby makes the scary things go hide under the bed again.
Okay.
Well, I'm gonna defend the guys behind me, so I'll go ahead and fight this one that's on me right now.
All right.
I'm going to use Disarming Strike.
He does have a weapon. You could disarm him. Although he can attack. Is that the one with the beard? Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He can attack with his face.
Yeah. But get rid of his other weapon. That might help.
Now, I know a certain kobold that would have an argument for how to disarm him even with the beard.
Yeah.
And I'm using Bless.
I have some ideas on that.
A 25, I don't need to check its AC. You hit.
That is nice.
All right, stand by. I got to do this right here.
Oh, the sword also gives you +2 on saving throws, by the way.
Wow.
Nice.
It's the sword of a paladin that currently possesses the spirit of said paladin.
Okay, so that is... Why'd you give me all this fun stuff to work with? All right, here we go. All right, I'm going to use Branding Strike.
And technically, we've been doing the various spell smites wrong. You're supposed to cast the spell first and then try to hit something. And the concentration can be maintained for up to a minute. So it's just the next time you hit something, you're going to use it.
Okay, that's fine.
I've been allowing it to be cast after the fact.
Hold on. And there's going to be a D8 after this also. So total of 18 damage.
Nice.
Why 1D8?
Because of the disarm. And now you have to make... because of this disarming attack,
okay.
I spend one superiority dice.
Well, I see the 1d10, that's because you're using the sword two-handed, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now remember, you don't have your shield equipped then. The 1d8 is for the disarming strike, but right. You said you're also doing branding smite?
Yes.
So you're going to roll 2d8 as well. Although, would your disarming strike be a bonus action?
It's special.
No, it's special.
Not. Okay, so yes, you can do the branding smite also.
Yeah.
That's a shiny three.
Okay. Well, that's still on top of everything else, and I've got to roll a saving throw to see if you disarm it.
DC 15.
Yeah, it's a strength save for him.
Strength save. That is a 13 on the die. What's its bonus? It's going to make that saving throw.
You might want to see if 21 damage kills.
That particular one, that is, I think, one of the ones that got hit with lightning.
Yeah, it might be. I don't remember where it stood.
Eric?
Yes?
You are doing a wide variety of damage techniques to this bearded devil.
Yes, definitely.
How would you like to do this?
Yes!
I would like
to swing at the neck in a fashion, and then... Yeah.
So, in a manner of speaking, even though it... made its strength save, you still disarm it because neither arm is attached to the head anymore.
Yeah.
You behead the devil and then it grabs for the spear as it falls to the ground.
It tries to grab the spear in its mouth.
Yeah.
It does not work as intended. All right. So I'm going to make him go poof. And I don't have to roll his attacks anymore.
I think all right. We're final
at that's the end of 6 seconds of combat.
Hold on. That's an attack. I still have a movement.
You theoretically do. Yeah, you do.
And I still have a. I also still have a second attack.
Oh yeah.
So I'm not done yet.
So it's not quite 6 seconds yet.
Yep. I don't think you can make another special maneuver though.
No, that's fine.
Archmage.
Do you high-five Bryn as you go past?
Yes. However, I'm passing two, so I'm going to take
two. Yep, that's two attacks of opportunity.
Okay.
One die rolled a 3, and okay. The other die rolled a 3.
All right. Glad we got that done.
I'm going to say that the weapons that they're wielding smack off of each other as you go past. It's kind of like... you know how when people get married and they're officiating with like a military thing and they have those swords they hold up over top of the party as they go underneath?
What an image.
Imagine that at high speed, but with things from the lower planes.
There you go.
This unholy of matrimonies.
I'll get him. Wait. Switch.
I was just going to say, dude, where's my target?
All right, now I'm going to go ahead and attack the Ice Mage.
You see, Eric was saving all of his high rolls for this session.
Yeah, no kidding.
So with your 27, please roll your damage.
This is sometimes what we call the pod effect. Pod Eric will be joining us tonight.
Yeah.
The real Eric will be played by a pod person.
I thought there was going to be a race involved.
I just got that.
Thank you. I'm here all week.
Mm-hmm. I'm just gonna do the Donald Sutherland.
Okay, so this finally ends a single round of attacking. Let's take a 5-minute break to stretch, refresh our drinks, use the bathroom, And then we'll be
it's
back.
It's not our Amen. Fault that we had 12 attackers.
That are all immune to fire, so you can't just use Wall of Fire to take them all out. As yeah. Sanctimonious might have figured out.
We need that Wall of Swords.
Yes, that would be useful. One of you learned that. All right, I'm going to press some buttons and we'll be back. All right, we're back. And at this point, I'm thinking I might have to split this recording up into two different sessions. So if this is the beginning of a session, hello, welcome to Hit and Abyss. I'm surrounded by people who were here before. All right. And Matt had to go run an errand. We've already rolled for him to do Shocking Grasp against one of his foes. That's going to be fun. Katie, it's your turn.
So there are, what, four flying ones left?
Yes. Three of them that are close to being in a formation, and another one that is further to the south.
Are any of them the ones that attacked me? Or are they dead by now?
I would say, the one that is, that I just moved.
Mm-hmm.
That one's one of the ones that threw barbs at you.
Okay, and I don't think that one's been attacked.
Nope.
She does not like that creature very much. She is going to use third level shatter on it. So we're going to see if we can make its head go boom.
What's the range for shatter?
Let's see. That is a good question.
What's the range for the area of effect, I mean?
60 feet.
Okay, but I misspoke. Not the range for how far away it can be from you, but I know that shatter affects a radius of
about 10 feet.
Okay, so that is the ideal location for you to not be able to attack anything else with shatter. But
right.
RP wise, I understand your motivation. As I've said in many first person shooters that I'm really bad at. Rocket launchers can be used on individual opponents.
She rolled an...
You cut out right at the number.
She rolled an 18.
And 18's going to hit.
Alrighty. So, let's see. Third level, that is 4d8 damage. Alright. 24.
A 24... is... two more points than it had.
Boom.
I'm going to assume that you want there to be a bit of a smear of ichor.
Yes. if you've ever seen the movie Scanners, that should give you an idea what should happen with their head.
I know I've seen that movie, but I can't remember what it was.
It doesn't just happen with its head. Shatter has a large enough range that it's all of it.
Yes. I remember in an old video game, they talked about how something exploded like a blood-filled sausage. So.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. The spines from its tail do burst into flame when it shoots them out. So I'm going to say that if you slow motion this explosion, you see the spines cartwheeling end over end as they burst into flames and go off in various directions as harmless shrapnel.
Yeah, I was going to say a shrapnel effect would be perfect. So.
Well, yes, except it would hit Ulfgar and Eric and maybe even Bryn.
They'll be all right. They'll be all right.
Okay, so Ashworth has her turn at the same time you have your turn. And she is in a target-rich environment. She would like to be in a slightly less target-rich environment because all the targets are actively trying to hurt her. So let's look up her stats, and what spell is she going to cast? She casts Zone of Truth. No, sorry. No, certain dwarven clerics cast that spell all the time.
I got that reference.
Thank you. That's why I made it. Ooh, here's a good one. She is going to cast Wall of Fire. I need to grab a shape. 60 feet by 20 feet.
60 feet by 20 feet by...
The Wall of Fire is being cast by the
Archmage.
Right.
Are you going to try to counterspell it?
I am indeed.
Well, it's a fourth level spell.
And that means I am going to roll 1d20 plus 4. Okay, come on. I counterspell it, I assume. Yeah, it's DC 10 plus the spell's level. And I got a 23, so, you know, I think I counterspell it.
The look of triumphant retribution on her face melts away like it was never there. Kind of like the Wall of Fire.
Bryn grins at her.
She looks at you like you are every one of her worst nightmares. And she's been partnered up with devils. So that's saying something.
She's not wrong.
Do you have inspiration?
I don't.
You made the DM laugh, so you do.
Excellent.
Okay. It is Sanctimonious's turn. He's a bit miffed that he cast... He wasted his feeble mind on her, and nothing happened.
So he casts Wall of Fire.
He's already cast Wall of Fire. He already knows it doesn't do very well. And also, this is an ally-rich environment at this point.
So he casts Chain Lightning.
He's going to cast another spell, and that's going to be a Constitution save. And I rolled my light up D20, and it's flashing. So.
Uh-oh.
Yep. But she's going to take half damage on a failed save, so there's that. This is a really powerful spell, too.
Come on, Saint Money.
31 points of damage.
Ooh.
Because she made her save. Sanctimonious is not playing. All right, next up is Unka's turn.
Okay, so that means the...
I did forget something. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
The Archmage does get to make another wisdom saving throw against the cause fear at the end of her turn.
That's a 6 on the die. She doesn't have a bonus that's that high.
Okay.
She rolled really good when it kept her alive. Which I suppose is the time to roll really well.
Yeah.
All right, so... Unka, we interrupted you. What would you like to do?
Okay, so it's been 1 minute since it's my turn again, so Bless goes down.
No, it's been 6 seconds.
It's been seconds?
Yes.
Well, then it's still here. Okay, so...
We've done one round, and each round is 6 seconds. So yes, Bless is still active.
Oh, okay, yeah. So that's still up. Yeah. So that means that's
Bless
still a concentration.
10 rounds.
Okay. Okay, so if I continue to concentrate, that's still going to help the people that have it if they still want the help from it. I
mean, yes, but you can cast any spell that doesn't also require concentration.
Oh, I can do both. Okay. Okay, so who needs healing?
Peter.
Yeah, okay. So let's see what I can do for him. Okay.
Let me take care of the kids.
Okay. Let's see. I can do...
Who's saying let me take care of the kids?
Eric.
Eric's tanking.
Okay. Eric. I can do... I can do mass healing word on up to 6... creatures of my choice I can see within range.
What's your range?
60 feet.
You can hit everybody you want.
Yep.
Okay, so everybody that needs hit points is who I'm picking. So I know Peter needs it, Katie needs it, Eric needs it. Anybody else?
Sanctimonious got a flesh wound.
Okay, well, we'll include him since this is going to let me do 6.
The empty cloak got hit.
Okay, well, let's try that, too. I was thinking mending, maybe, but we'll try this. So that's 5? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5?
Mazir is untouched.
Okay, so Mazir does not need it. How's Ulfgar doing?
I think he's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't heard Ulfgar get it.
And Bryn's fine.
Yep.
Okay, so...
Ulfgar did not go, oof!
Okay, so... See, I assume I need to roll for casting this, or do I?
You need to roll the die to see how many points you heal.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So that's if I do a third level, it's a 1d4 plus 3. I've got a 2 plus 3.
Oh, which spell is this?
This is Mass Healing Word at a third level.
Okay, and that's a bonus action, so you won't be able to use your spiritual weapon to do an attack this turn.
Okay.
But you still have a full action that you can do.
I have a full action that I can do. Okay, yes. So...
How many points did you heal just now?
I rolled a 2
Five.
On...
Five,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that for everybody that I picked.
Okay, Peter is doing a bit better. Okay. Of everyone you've just healed, you healed a higher percentage of his hit points than anyone else.
Okay, good, because I think he was lower than everyone else.
Yeah.
So
he's physically the youngest
kid. Peter took a nasty hit.
Right, yes.
He was on 2 hit points. He's now on 7.
Okay, he's a little better. And the cloak's healed too, I assume, so that might help.
Yeah.
All right, so I can do... What can I do now? An action?
Is that right? You can cast any spell that isn't a bonus action.
Okay.
So you can take a move action too, can't you?
Yeah, you can also move. You can always move.
Okay. Probably pretty good here. I can reach a lot of people where I'm at anyway with some of these spells.
Yeah,
what else can I do?
As the healer, you stand in the back and wiggle your fingers.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yes.
Okay,
might I suggest Guiding Bolt is a spell.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. That's exactly what I was going to say. Yeah, I was going to say that. Okay, so I'm going to do Guiding Bolt. And let's see. A creature of my choice within range. It's 120 feet. I'm going to hit the spellcaster we're all going after. And it's a 4d6 damage.
Well, you have to roll to hit first.
Okay, I will roll to hit first. I've rolled a 17.
That's going to hit even without your bonus, I think.
Okay, so it's a 4d6. Someone math this out for me, please. It's a 4d6. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. All right, I've got a 2 and a dice that is not a d6. Hold on.
That's my job.
Yeah. Okay, and a 4.
That's 6.
And a 4 and a 2. That's... So 2 fours and 2 twos. Is what I've got.
12.
So 12.
Yes. And now I think I'm done.
Okay. So Guiding Bolt is a very useful spell because the next person who attacks gets advantage on their attack.
Mm-hmm.
So they're more likely
yes.
to hit. The bolt guides the next person in line, hence the name.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And more than once, attack? With this group, it's been a finishing move.
Mm-hmm.
So Onka, how would you like to do this?
Oh my. let's see. So if I'm let's see what I can do here. I think I'm out of spells, right?
No, well, you are doing lethal damage to the Archmage. How would you like to see
okay, so with this spell I'm doing it, not an additional thing. Okay. Okay, I think I would like to have Guiding Bolts. Go ahead. Someone was talking. No.
No.
Okay.
Clearing my throat.
Okay. Okay, I want to hit Guiding Bolt directly on the Archmage's head. And then...
You're channeling Gox.
Yeah. I'm channeling Gox. Yes.
Okay. Her head explodes in a glitter bomb. And the body falls backward into this giant physics-defying crystal. And you can just barely make out the blood smear because the crystal itself is blood red. And it slides down and then is laying at the ground next to the point where this crystal is just barely touching the ground. The runes that are on this rooftop start to fade.
Ooh.
But the devils don't.
No. The devils do not fade. But that's your action and your bonus action. I'm assuming you're not going to move?
Nope.
All right. So
she's hiding behind Katie.
Yeah. Wasn't intentional. It just worked out that way. But...
Next up is the empty cloak. It is going to use its ability called the Razor Cloak. Imagine, if you will, the worst of paper cuts.
Oh.
And it has advantage because it's occupying the same space as the thing it's attacking. And even with advantage, that's not high enough.
Oh, no.
Yep. So next up is going to be the ground troops, of which there's slightly fewer. One of them's going after Ulfgar because it's right there anyway. That's going to be a hit regardless of whether or not shield is used. And that is not going to hit. So where is my bearded devil stats? All right. So the hit is with the beard. This is the first time the beard has hit someone.
Hmm.
That's going to be 6 points of piercing damage, which is absorbed because Ulfgar has an ability up that can heal, that can absorb up to 16 points of damage. So he's still got 10 more to go. But he also needs to make a DC 12 constitution saving throw or be poisoned. If only dwarves were resistant to poison. Wait. And I'm not going to need to roll again because the first roll was high enough. So he's not poisoned.
Oh, the cloak didn't hit. That's right.
What was that?
Hmm?
Oh, yeah. The cloak didn't hit anything. All right. So now we've got the other three. Two of them are going to go after Paul because why not? And the one of them that's attacking the cloak and is not doing well against a cloak is still attacking the cloak. If he survives this, his friends are going to make fun of him in the locker room. Heard you lost to a cloak the other day.
Dude, you got beat up by a piece of clothing.
Okay, so that's
a fantastic piece of clothing I'm very proud of.
Yeah.
Bryn travels out, Jimmy, it's a sock.
Bryn travels to the Nine Hells just to interject this. And then travels back. So that's a 21 and a 1. Paul is going to have to make a save versus poison. That's a nat 1. Paul is poisoned for 1 minute.
Oh, no.
He's going to be rolling at disadvantage. The other one goes to attack. That is a 24 and a 3. And that's going to be an additional. So he's taking 12 points of damage total from these attacks.
Oh, Paul.
He's seen better days. It feels like burning.
Oh,
is
no.
He still conscious?
Oh, yeah. He has a very large hit dipole.
Nice.
Yes. He might technically be tankier than you.
Oh, I assume everybody's tankier.
You're both rogues, but you're also a warlock, so there's that. And the last one's going to attack the empty cloak, and that's a 2 and a 7, but I'm not adding the bonuses, that's a 12. What's the cloak's AC? Ah! Its AC is 13. So,
well, there you go.
So the cloak is fine. No more sounds of tearing fabric.
Oh, God.
More along the lines of, you ever wake up and you're sort of half wrapped up in your bed sheets? Imagine that. But it's a nightmare hellscape wrapped in an empty cloak. And he's not happy. But who cares what he thinks? Okay, it is Paul's turn. He is going to make 3 attacks. He's going to continue to go after the one that is attacking his friend, the empty cloak, but he gets to roll at disadvantage. Actually, it's engaged with an ally of his, so advantage, disadvantage, even out. That is a hit, a miss, and a hit. Average damage is very useful, so he does get the sneak attack damage plus 2 hits with his short sword. Hey, Paul, how do you want to do this? I want to keep stabbing it until it stops moving. All right, Paul, you do that. And then I keep stabbing it. Okay, Paul. And I keep stabbing it, Paul. And I'm just going to keep on stabbing. Okay, Paul. Thank you, Paul. Mazir, what would you like to do? Your cunning plan got ruined by the cleric.
Sorry. Had to be done.
Yeah. I am going to attack the one adjacent to Eric.
Okay.
With Green Flame Blade.
Okie doke.
Does a 28 hit?
Just barely. All right, technically, you needed a 29, but I'll give it to you.
And a natural 1 does not hit.
No.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to spend that inspiration. How about an 18?
An 18 will do it.
Woo!
So that's 12 damage to the one adjacent to Eric, and 10 damage to the one right next to
him. Noted. Anything else you'd like to do?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Oh, wait. That's an additional 10 damage to the one next to Eric.
Noted.
I forgot I get sneak attack.
Okay.
Yes! Sneak attack.
So I made a mistake, but I'm going to rectify it now. I rolled for the bearded devils when the flyers were supposed to attack. So I'm just going to reverse it and have them attack now. Yep, oops. So let's move this guy over.
So I'm...
Actually, no, he's not going to move.
Yeah, okay.
Actually, forget that. They are going to move because you're hurting them. And they have an ability where when they fly away, they do not invoke attacks of opportunity.
It's true. It's true. Tragic, but true. This is unfortunately why owls are considered the best familiar, because they've got the flyby ability.
All right. So both of those two are going to make beelines for Bryn. And
All right.
They're going to attack with bites and those little forks they're holding. They see Bryn as an hors d'oeuvre.
I assume Bryn casts shield.
I don't have it.
Oh, no.
Okay, so the bites have a +2 to hit. That's a 16 and a 17.
Those will hit.
Okay. You are going to take 10 points of damage from the bites.
All right.
And one of the forks is going to miss, but the other fork does hit. You're going to take an additional 3.
All right.
This last remaining flyer is going to join the dog pile on Paul. And it's going to try to do the same thing that was attempted on Bryn. That's a miss. That's a miss. Okay, Bryn, it's your turn.
All right. So, fun fact. Considering that the Archmage is dead, I no longer need to... Wait, did I do that? Did I move that by accident?
No, I did that. Okay. I did that.
Okay. I don't need to maintain concentration on cause fear anymore.
Yay!
The bad news is I need another shape. And I don't know how to make that shape in this.
Tell me what you want, and I'll put it on the board.
I need a 15-foot cone.
A cone?
Actually, does sleep affect you?
I see what you're suggesting.
These creatures, I think, are immune to being charmed. Also, I think it does.
So, when you say 15-foot cone, how wide is the outer edge of the cone?
I don't know.
It's...
I guess I can check the back of the book. It might show me.
What spell are you casting?
Bryn is going to use a 3rd-level spell slot to cast Dragon's Breath on herself.
Oh, fun.
Cone's width at a given point along its equal to that point's point of origin.
You cut in and out. Area,
sorry. A cone's width at a given point along its length is equal to that point's distance from the point of origin. A cone's area of effect specifies its maximum length.
So if it's a 15-foot cone, then at its max length, it's going to be 15 feet across?
Yes. And 15 feet away from Bryn.
Okay. How would you like that triangle placed?
I think that's about as good as she's going to get it.
Without taking the attacks of opportunity to... I'm trying to look at how attacks of opportunity work.
If you move away from the flyers, two of them will get attacks of opportunity against you.
And they only make one attack and...
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, wait a minute, actually. Can I move the triangle real quick?
I think I see how you're going to move it. I would probably move it the same way. You're going to try to get that one bearded devil in the shot too, aren't you?
Ooh, almost.
Yeah, but one of the points has to be touching Bryn because it starts from her.
Because it's Bryn's mouth.
Oh, yeah, it does have to be touching her then. One of the points.
So, hang on a second. Don't do that.
Nope.
Suddenly the entire tower shakes.
Wait a moment. I have an idea.
That triangle will get you 4 of the creatures, and you only get 1 attack of opportunity.
Yeah, I'll go for that.
Because you're only moving out of a hex threatened by the one in the middle.
One moment, let me check something. Yep, that's the best I'll get. Yes, I'm going to move there.
You want to go to there?
Yes.
Wait. Oh, I see what you're doing. I was going to move around to the top.
Oh, so the other way.
Yeah. Well, if you want to move through a hex that has an enemy in it, that's contested.
No. So.
Oh, I see. Bring moves around the one.
Around the edge, yeah. Yep. Oh, and the ground shakes again.
I think I may. So if you move through a space that an enemy is in that is normally contested.
Well, you can't just shove past an enemy unless you're doing something.
Yeah,
special,
no.
But
I'm
not shoving
what the
past. You're going around.
It's a okay.
Yeah, you're going clockwise around that.
I'm trying to figure out if halfling nimbleness takes me through, but it's okay. I have enough movement.
Yeah, you have plenty of movement. That's only 20 feet. Actually, that's only 15 feet. So yeah,
right.
You've got plenty of movement.
So roll your damage, because while we were discussing this and moving shapes around on a map, I rolled for saves, and those are not good numbers, or they're really good numbers, depending on who I'm talking to.
All right.
Jesus doesn't save.
But Gretzky gets the rebound. He shoots, he scores.
21 lightning damage to anything that failed its save, and half as much if any of them succeeded on theirs.
None of them succeeded.
Gosh.
Wow.
Pop, pop, pop.
I'm not going to argue against that.
Bryn opens her mouth and a whole bunch of bolts of lightning come out.
Now keep in mind, those flyers, two of them have been previously injured also.
Yeah, but still.
Still,
they have been previously injured and now they're not there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, what did you have come out?
Bolts of lightning.
Okay. Yeah, that's going to hurt them. And I've marked off damage for the bearded devil that was hit as well.
So now we've just got to deal with bearded guys.
Yeah.
Yep.
But I don't recommend hitting Ulfgar. Sanctimonious, it's up to you.
Yeah.
All right, so that's Bryn's turn. It's Peter's turn. He's going to be like, I'm gonna sit this one out.
Good choice.
It's just, he's going to hang in the stairwell. As he goes through, he looks at the stairwell and says, "Oh, I forgot the stairs were out."
Yeah, you could probably stand in the doorway, but I wouldn't recommend trying to go down the stairs that aren't there.
I'm going to set this one up.
Oh, no.
That's not going to work well for him.
Yeah.
Okay, it is Lax's turn.
Oh, right, Lax.
Yes. And she casts Fireball. No. No, she does not. That is her heavy hitter spell, though, which sucks for her.
She has the purple shirt?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
She is going to cast Magic Missile at the one that Team Empty Cloak is going after, because Magic Missile doesn't do a whole lot of damage, so you might as well go after someone who's injured. So that is 2, 4, a total of 8 points of damage. Could have been worse. And next up is Eric.
Yay, winning. Okay.
This is a life. Let's send all of these demons to hell.
All right, I'm going to attack the one that's on cloak.
All right.
Be careful.
Okay. We're going to do first attack. 18.
And 18 will hit.
We'll try and do disarming strike on this one. 20 damage. And then
how do you
want
to do this?
Check.
Ooh,
I'm going straight up and down from the head to the toes.
Okay, give me a dexterity check.
Let's see, okay, and situation bonus +2, so 26 critical.
Okay, with a natural 20, you manage to not slice the cloak in twain as you slice the other thing that was inhabiting the same hex.
I've heard of a cleft palate, but this is ridiculous.
For the briefest of moments, the cloak is holding the two halves together. Then it realizes it doesn't have to. So it unwraps, and it just falls to the ground. I'm allowing that for the cloak's reaction. For your next trick.
Second attack. Actually, hold on. No, I used it already. All right, I'm good.
What did you use already?
Second wind.
Oh, okay.
Not second wind, I'm sorry. Action search, sorry.
Oh, okay. I thought you got more than one attack per turn already.
No, not at level 6, I don't think. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I can. I apologize.
Yep, attacks per action too.
Yep, so let's go ahead and attack again. We're going to attack the one that is next to me. 16?
16 will hit. All
right. No need for attacking this one. Whoops. 7 points of damage on that one.
Alrighty. All right, and that ends the round. That one did go slightly faster.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, only 45 minutes.
As opposed to an hour and 40. All right, so we're up at the top, and that would be the dead archmage bleeds out as a free action. That ends her turn. It's also Katie's turn. Tom had to say goodnight. If only I had Katie's character sheet open, but I don't. I just have this person named Raylith. I suppose I can use her stats. She's about as creepy.
My dad casts knock, apparently.
The door stays closed. Apparently, you have warded your door. Okay, she is going to cast Chaos Bolt again.
Ah, good old Chaos Bolt.
And bear with me, because I'm not used to it.
Roll 2d8 plus 1d6.
Well, it's a plus 6 to hit. I had to do that first.
Ah.
She's going to go after the one that's attacking Ulfgar. The others, it's 2 versus 3, so that fight looks kind of evenly matched. That is a 7. Plus 6 makes it 13. Which is this thing's armor class.
Attacker win.
And that's going to be 2d8. She's going to do thunder damage, because why not? Actually, no, wait. She doesn't get to pick yet. I need to roll my d8 first. That's a 5 and a 4. So 9 points of...
Plus 1d6.
Plus 1d6? Ah, yes.
That's what her character sheet says.
So she's doing 11 points again. And she's going to go with lightning damage this time.
All right.
That's Katie's turn. Next is Ulfgar and Sanctimonious. I don't think Matt's back yet.
I think he said on his way or something.
Yeah.
So that would mean he's not back yet.
Well, we were hoping he'd be back because the rounds were going very long, and then this one took less than half the time.
Yeah.
I'm going to roll for Sanctimonious first.
Good plan.
I need to step away for just a second.
Okie doke. Okay. He casts Flame Strike. No. Well, it worked for Ulfgar, so he's going to try it too. Shocking Grasp.
Okay.
That's a 3. It worked much better for Ulfgar. Oh, well. Unless he has plus 10 to his spell attacks. He does not have plus 10 to his spell attacks. All right. So now it's Ulfgar's turn. This is why I don't like NPCing the PCs. Ulfgar is going to do Shocking Grasp. Because why not? It's a cantrip. And the enemy's in his face. So he's right there. That's a nat 20.
Woohoo.
For 15 points of lightning damage. Hey, Ulfgar, how do you want to do this? I want it to die. Okay. That is not an Ulfgar voice at all.
That's not an Ulfgar voice at all.
No. Arsene, we let him go. Okay. Now it's time for somebody who's actually here. Onka.
Woohoo. Okay.
There are two enemies left on the board.
There are two enemies left on the board.
Return.
Sorry, what?
I said I return. Sorry.
Ah, good. Okay. I just couldn't process it. Is Paul still poisoned? And if so, how bad off is he?
He's poisoned for a minute. So yes, he's still going to be poisoned. And what that means in D&D terms is he's rolling his attacks at disadvantages.
Okay.
There's a bit more to it than that, but that's the basic.
Okay. Because if I go over there and cast Lesser Restoration, I might be able to fix the poison or remove it?
I believe that would remove the poison, yes.
Okay, so that's what I want to do. If you want to move my character over, I'm going to use Lesser Restoration on Paul.
Okay.
And you can go
stabby stabby that much more efficiently.
Yes. And then after that, I'm going to move my spiritual weapon because it's kind of not got any enemies anywhere near it now. And I'm going to put it between Paul and the enemy next to, between Paul, the cloak, and Eric, like right in, you know, kind of block this kid as far as she's thinking, you know.
On the map, it now looks like the cloak has a happy face.
It does, yes.
It's okay. Just so happy to
it's
be
a happy
here.
Little cloak.
Yes. Okay, and then I could probably stay there unless, I don't know. Do I have enough movement to go back?
No, that used all your movement to get there.
Okay, then I'm staying there. And let's see, I've done a spell and I've moved the spiritual weapon. I think I'm done?
You moved the spiritual weapon, but does moving it count as a bonus action?
I don't know. Let's see. Yes. As a bonus action on your turn, you can move the weapon up to 20 feet and repeat the attack against a creature within 5 feet of it. So can I hit that thing with the spiritual weapon?
You're moving and attacking. Go ahead and give it an attack roll.
Okay, then that's what I'm doing. I'm going to hit that thing in front of it with the spiritual weapon.
Give
us
a roll.
I'm not sure how much it does. Okay. I've got a 20 on the dice.
All right. So it's going to do twice as much as it was going to.
Yeah, I don't remember what it was going to, though.
Let me look it up.
1d8, I think.
It would be 1d8 plus 3, so you're actually going to roll 2d8 plus 3.
2d8 plus 3, okay. Wow. Where's my other d8? Okay. 2d8. I have a 1 and a 1 plus 3.
Hello, all right. I'm back.
Hey.
Welcome back. It took either a bit longer for you or we went faster.
Probably faster.
Yes. Or maybe both. But you shocking grasped twice.
Okay.
Second time was the charm.
Good.
I think you vaporized a demon.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Okay. I'm okay with this.
Yep.
Now that woohoo was similar to the Ulfgar voice that I used.
Yeah. He used his high-pitched voice to be like, I want to kill it.
I asked Ulfgar how he would like to do this. And he said, I just wanted to die. Okay.
I want to turn its nervous system into a light show.
Well, I think you've succeeded with that.
Yes. It is very briefly a Christmas tree.
Mm-hmm. There you go. That would have been appropriate for Ulfgar.
Yes. The bearded tendrils were the tinsel.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. So that was Onka's turn. It's now the empty cloak's turn. And it's going to switch over. Whoop. What did I do?
You held control is what you did.
The empty cloak casts clone.
Are you sure it didn't just cast mirror image?
No. There's now two cloaks.
Although.
Oh. Wait, is it? Okay.
It'll go after the upper.
Well, Eric's there. It doesn't think that thing's going to last very long.
Maybe.
Yeah, but I've got a straight line of sight. At the lower one.
Well, that's a 15 on the die. The empty cloak has, what does it have? Plus 6 to hit, so that's over 20. It is going to do 1d8 plus 4 slashing damage. But average is 8. Noted. Okay. So it's still alive. Just very badly injured. That was the empty cloak. Next up is the things that are dead, they dissolve slightly. Next up is Paul. He continues to hide out. Next up is Mazir.
Well, since the empty cloak is going after the lower one, I'll go to the upper.
Okay.
Has the Archmage taken a powder?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Glitter bomb.
Discretion? Oh, he's a glitter bombed. Okay.
Yeah. Yep. Guiding bolt to the head.
Yep.
He is not.
Mm-hmm.
Or she is not.
Technically she, but at this point.
Doesn't matter at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. A corpse is gender neutral?
Well, gender is how you identify yourself, and if you're dead, you can't do any identifying.
Yeah. Yeah. And honestly, after the glitter bomb, there's probably nothing to identify, so.
No, most of the corpse is still there. The head is a bit of a smear.
Okay.
A sparkly smear.
Go ahead and. Yes. Sparkly
it's smear. Hard to make it ask questions now.
Oh, well, no, I wasn't thinking of that.
There are still ways to make her talk.
Yeah. Speak with dead. Although I don't think that's an Oka's wheelhouse.
Nope. Well, I don't think so.
It's a spell a cleric would have, but it's not. Some people take umbrage at using it.
Yeah, I don't think she'd be into that, really. I don't think I took it.
Doesn't Oka have Revivify?
Yep.
All right, I'm going to cast Booming Blade this time. And that's a dirty 20.
That's going to hit. So this is your boomstick.
And a 29 for my second attack.
The second attack will also hit.
So that's 13 damage to the top one.
Alrighty.
I am
not a killing blow well as of yet, but it's bloodied.
I am not rolling well for my damage tonight.
Well, we're getting the job done. Okay, so after you go, the bearded devils go. They each get two attacks. One of them, like the top one, is going to try to go after Mazir because it doesn't like getting stabbed in the back or stabbed in the face or stabbed in the side or shocking grasp. They don't like any of these things. None of them are opportune occasions for them. That is low. That is, with the bonus, that's a 9. That's going to be a miss. And that one, okay, with the glaive, is going to be a 17.
It's got to hit 15 to hit, so.
Okay. So you are going to take 8 points of slashing damage.
Hang on just a second.
This is it the first hit with the glaive. What's this?
It takes 5 cold damage.
It takes 5 cold damage from that. Okay. It's even worse off than it was before. But allow me to continue as I mark off that damage. Sorry,
go ahead.
If the target is a creature other than an undead or construct, it must succeed on a DC 12 constitution saving throw.
Okay.
So make the roll.
That's a 16.
Okay, you make the save.
And I use my reaction to cast Hellish Rebuke.
Does that do fire damage?
It does.
Nothing's going to happen. Well, it's going to look cool.
All right. Admittedly, it will look cool.
It will probably annoy the thing.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's already annoyed.
Yeah, so...
It's beyond annoyed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Matter of fact, it looks right in your eyes and says, I've been summoned once. I'll be summoned again. I'll remember you.
Neat.
Ulfgar's response would be, remember this, lightning to the face.
Yep.
And the other one's going to attack the empty cloak because when an article of clothing throws itself at you, you don't always get to choose who you're going to fight.
Good point.
Can the cloak make poor life choices?
Considering that if anything crits against it, it will immediately be destroyed. Yes.
Yes,
will mending help with that?
Destroyed is destroyed.
Oh, okay.
Ripped, however, it's still just cool.
Then mending, maybe. Yeah.
And actually, let me read this. Empty cloaks are designed with a delicate shadow construction. They burst into pieces, then dissipate into shadow on a critical hit.
Please tell me there's not a reason you're reading all this.
Just for future reference, because I'm looking at two numbers and neither one's a 20.
Okay.
But if it does get hit by a crit, there won't be anything to salvage.
Okay.
It will be gone from this world and the next. But that is 2 hits against the cloak. And it is a construct, so it doesn't have to make that save. Also, how is it against poison? Immunities? Poison. You cannot poison a cloak. Useful. Useful information.
Personally, I prefer to be a prostruct.
I missed that. I couldn't hear it.
I said, personally, I'd prefer to be a prostruct.
I got that reference. All right, but the cloak is bloodied. It was wrapped around a devil that got brutally sliced in half. So technically it was covered in blood already. But still, you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's the devil's turn. Bryn, you're up.
All right, so being the size I am, I can't... Wait, let me make sure this works.
You run up to the bearded devil, climb him like a tree, and stab him in the face.
No. But I can move through the space of creatures a size larger than me. So 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. That is all my movement exactly to get around. I am going through the spaces of Mizir and Eric. That's Eric, I think. Okay.
Mm-hmm. In my head canon, Bryn is just going, excuse me, pardon me.
And then when she, after she's done going, excuse me, pardon me, she opens her mouth again and something comes out that, you know, that's probably considered profanity. By which I mean she is going to lean over and try to cone this thing, like, right up close.
Ah.
And it needs to make a dexterity save.
And I think my target number is 15.
Yes.
It does not have a bonus to dexterity saving throws. Well, it does, but it's not that good. Oh, well, that's a 17 on the die.
Okay, in that case, it will take half damage. Though I will roll the 4d6.
There's a pretty good chance it's going to go poof.
Divide 17 by 2. That's good. Round down?
8.
Or round up?
Round down. Always round down unless stated otherwise.
8 points of lightning damage.
Wow.
How do you want to do this?
Bryn sort of goes, right, hello, and opens her mouth, and a large bolt of lightning comes out and hits it right in the, well, do these things have hearts? It's sort of the same place, and it sort of has the same effect.
Bryn goes...
I'm just imagining this tiny little slip of a halfling running around, breathing lightning. And yeah. The cool factor just went up a bit.
As it has tendrils of electricity going through it, it involuntarily is shaking all of its limbs, and it flails and points at Mizir and says, I'll remember you. It flails over and points at Bryn, I'll remember you. It points at Eric, I'll remember you. It swings over
Good.
And points at Katie and says, you're cool. And before it can continue to point at everyone, it falls dead.
Okay.
Well.
You'd think it had never been killed before.
Right, so that's that.
There's one more.
There's one more. Oh,
on the board. Yep.
It's wrapped around. The cloak is wrapped around it. I didn't realize.
Yep.
Okay.
And Peter gets 3 attacks at advantage. That is
a
hit.
I thought Peter was the little guy in the stairs. Oh,
yeah, Paul was the one who ran out there.
I did the same thing I did with the devils. I swapped them.
Ah, okay.
So, whichever. They're still all getting their turns, even though they're in the wrong order.
Has 3 attacks with it.
He has 3 attacks with advantage, and the first attack, when you take the average damage and the sneak attack damage, is going to be well more than it needs. He goes stabby, 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 and the last demon is gone. Well, devil, rather.
Now we're done. Okay.
The Final Fantasy victory music starts to play.
I wonder where she kept her spell book.
Probably in her private quarters.
Oh.
What is the wizard NPC's name?
NPC's name, the one that's still alive?
Yes.
There's actually 2 of them, because they're sanctimonious long, but the other one is Lax Newport.
Lax. Okay.
Yes.
I knew it wasn't Lix. I was trying to figure it out.
I keep wanting to call her Lex, and I'm the one who named her, but her name is Lex.
How do we stop this mess from continuing? I'm assuming something is still going on up here.
The runes started to fade as soon as you killed the Archmage.
Oh, okay.
I just don't have a graphic with the runes missing.
Yeah.
No, that's okay. I wasn't.
Yeah, here. Those are gone.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have like a headless body sort of laying on the ground, I guess.
All right. Well, why don't we check his pockets for loose change or other magical goodies?
I start prestidigitating the blood off the empty cloak.
The gems that are sort of hovering still start to wobble.
Here were gems. Oh, the crystals over there.
The big crystal things.
The crystal okay. thinks that they have demons and devils and other assorted such things. And
so, imagine, if you will, a spinning top that's tops, starting to spin down a little bit, so it starts to not just stand upright 100%.
Which way is it falling?
Yes.
Oh no!
Matter of fact, once it lands, it's still spinning down. But you might want to get out of the way, because once it lands, it's probably going to roll in a circumference.
Out of the way! Out of the way!
Yeah, move everybody!
So fast, the hex moves with you.
Ulfgar's grabbing the body of the archmage and heading toward the stairs.
Okay, we can't go down the stairs, but we can head toward the stairs.
Come on, Paul. Come on, Paul, let's go.
Where else can we go from up here?
Come on, Paul, come on.
I think that's
We can go to the next session.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think this death of the last devil is the perfect time to end it. A good time to end it might have been an hour ago, but whatever.
Maybe, yeah. Okay.
When I edit out the silent bits and some of the rolling, it might actually be a regular size episode, but who knows. So we're going to table the aftermath until our next session, which will be in 2 weeks' time, because next week we're playing Mutants and Masterminds.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, that'll so we fun. Will not be streaming then.
Nope.
And I get to reprise my role as Kevin, whom you met downstairs.
Right, yes.
And someone let me be a telepath, I think.
You were going to do that, I haven't gotten any character sheets. So, I mean, not from you, Io.
Oh, right. Yeah, I should finish that. Yeah.
Well, you got a week.
If you would like to play, you have a week.
Yes, I have it partly done. Look, the point system does not work like the GURPS point system.
It does not.
What is going on in chat?
I don't know. I stopped looking. Let's see.
Well, all I did for Kevin was I took one of the archetypes that they had and I said, okay, that's Kevin now.
Yeah. And it worked.
Yeah.
That's what actually Tom did, kind of the same thing. I think he switched out like one power and that was it. Otherwise, he's right out of the book.
Yeah. So it's doable. All right. But we are going to end it for tonight. I've been joined by a bunch of awesome people. Tom had to head out, but he was here. Eclipse is hanging out in chat. So hi, Eclipse. We also have Ellie, Io, Jen, Eric, Cindy's hanging out in chat, and Matt is here. Is there anything that anyone wants to plug?
My mom writes books. You can find them at elizabeth-mccoy.com.
I've been doing live streams of gameplay on twitch.com/untamedsyn. That's S-Y-N.
My website is still not available for signups, so I'm not going to advertise.
My website is Book of Jen at bookofjen.net. It's got two podcasts. One of them is gaming related. One of them is just me reading random things I've written. There's a whole lot of gaming stuff on there and other stuff, and I add to it whenever I can. And starting in August, I'll be doing a thing called Blogust, where you're supposed to post as much stuff as you can. You don't have to do every day, but that's kind of the main goal. And we'll see how I do. That's bookofjen.net.
All right, and Tom had to go, but he also writes books, and you can get his first book. He's working on the second one right now at nogodsbeforeus.com and at fine Amazon retailers everywhere that amazon.com is downloadable or viewable, whatever. We have a Patreon that helps keep the lights on and pay for additional content, which is useful for anyone who cares to read wonderful recountings of, say, that time when Friends was used to defeat a T-Rex. that story is coming soon.
Yes, it's in progress. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And that is paid
and
content.
Cox is a terrible name for a T-Rex.
Yes. I had to do that, you know.
That was a wonderful line, too. So we are currently breaking even, but it's always great to be encouraged to do more fun stuff. None of it's going to be paywalled, so these donations benefit everyone who likes the stuff, whether or not they can afford it. We currently have a bunch of awesome patrons. Alice, Chris, Cindy, Ellie, and Eric. Even though I told most of them not to be patrons because them joining in with the game is more than enough, and I really appreciate it. And they immediately told me that I can't tell them what to do, and I'm not their real dad.
That's correct. We need to stop this foolishness right now.
Fine. All right. So that Patreon is available at patreon.com/cogwheelgaming. And Cindy in chat is telling me right now that I am not her dad. This is correct. Not anyone's dad. Well, except for my cat. He's my fur baby.
There you go.
I'm not saying he's needy, but which way he's facing when he takes a nap depends on where I am in the room.
Aww.
And if I move out of the room while he's taking a nap, when he wakes up, he cries plaintively because I've apparently left him forever by going
poor little guy. Poor little guy.
Yes, but at the same time, he did come up to snuggle me today immediately after using litter box. So,
Yeah.
Some of the love was lost. Just a little bit of the love was lost. Not much, though. All right, so until next time, have fun.
Thank you for listening to WDND. Next up, Daybreak by Michael Hagen. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da. Ba-da-ba-ba-da.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da. Buenas noches!
Ba-ba-ba-ba-da-ba-da-ba-ba-da.
Okay, start the end credits. Hi.
Oh my goodness.